Welcome into Intentional Lounging, brought to you by Better and Green. We're breaking down the Week 16 Thursday night football game between the Chargers and the Denver Broncos. Guys, if you haven't yet, we're going to talk about games. That's what we do all the time. We break down a lot of sports here. If you go to our website, bettergreen.com, or the description of this video, we are linked to a couple of sports books that we are friends with. We have some promos for you guys there. Get some extra money. Win some extra money for these holiday season. Get somebody something nice. Guys, also, right now we're donating $1 to St. Jude for every new subscriber we get before Christmas. Right now we're getting close to 900, so let's see if we can get to that 900 goal before Christmas. We're starting to run out of days now, but let's talk about this Denver game. Denver is heading to the Chargers. Chargers are 2.5-point home favorites, over-under set at 41.5. This is, I feel like, a deceiving line. I really thought that the Broncos were going to be favorites here. I'm really interested to hear what you guys think. I feel like I could be swayed either way. There is one stat that I'm kind of hovering over that I'll get to. But, Ethan, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, I like the Chargers in this game, minus the 2.5. Kind of agree. You know, I think we could have easily seen Denver favored here. Course, being in LA, not super shocked, I guess, that they're the favorite, but second time these divisional opponents have met. I had a big play on the Chargers the first time around back on in week six. Chargers ended up winning that game 23-16, but it was way more of a blowout than that. They made me sweat that one out down the line. I think they're up 23-0 or 20-0. Let Denver claw their way back in, but yeah, I just think, you know, Denver's kind of the America's sweetheart at this point. Everyone's kind of, you know, keening in on them. They're becoming a fairly public team, especially in a standalone Thursday night game. Off the big win against the Colts, where I think Wyatt and I talked pretty extensively on our live on Monday about it. But if Jonathan Taylor doesn't drop that ball before the end zone, they're up 20-3, 20-7. Very likely there's a different outcome to that game. That was the turning point. Denver pulled away late. It was just a blowout that probably shouldn't have been. So I just think Denver is maybe a little too overvalued in the market. Meanwhile, we saw the Chargers just get completely blown to pieces in the second half against Tampa. They were shut out, allowed 27 points, I believe, in the second half. Back-to-back losses now after their loss to the Chiefs on the Chiefs' late field goal. So I just think people are kind of jumping off the Chargers too early, hopping on to Denver. The line is telling. I think the Chargers, I think their defense will keep them in it. I know Denver has a good defense too. I do believe Pat Surtain is out though. But yeah, in LA, travel spot for Denver. I think a lot of people are going to line up on Denver. I'm going to be on the Chargers. I think they win this one.
Hear me out. We have yet to have a tie this year. This is a game we get the tie. It's usually always a divisional game. I looked back a couple years. Oh, there wasn't a tie last year, so it doesn't happen every year. But it seems like it happens at least once. Both these teams are fighting for that wild card playoff spot. Obviously, the Chiefs have locked up this division. But Denver's at 9-5. The Chargers are 8-6. And then you do have the Ravens at 9-5 or 9-6, something like that as well. So a couple teams fighting for those three spots. There's really no one else close. So I think these three teams have locked it up. But this would make sense to throw a swirl into the rankings and the standings with a tie. And again, it seems like we get at least one every year, and it's usually always a divisional game. So I could see this happening because I think it's going to be a close game. I'm going to take Denver plus the points. I don't trust the Chargers enough. Not like I trust Denver, but for whatever reason, and I know it last week was kind of an anomaly. We lost a lot of money on the Colts, me and Ethan. But Denver's defense just finds ways to score. And I don't know how they do. They get pick sixes. They get fumble sixes. They're like the number one defense in fantasy. Of course, I played them last week. And of course, JT, you know, fumbled on the goal line, which would have been great for my team. And then, you know, Colts do a triple play or a triple pass and pick six for the Colts or Broncos. So yeah, Denver's defense just finds ways to score, finds ways to keep them in the game. And the Chargers, I think, are just always a one-possession game unless, you know, like Ethan said, getting destroyed by the Bucks. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a super close game. I really think there's a possibility of a tie. But I'll take Denver to keep it close. I think Denver probably wins it outright if it's not a tie.
Yeah. You guys both hit on topics that I wanted to touch on too. One of them is just that Denver and the spread covering has actually been pretty lucky this year. We were looking at, you guys just said the fumble out of the end zone. That was one of the big things I was reading about in this article, is that. But apparently in the Browns game, when they played the Browns, I think they won by 9 points. Jameis threw 2 pick sixes and then another interception, like, in the end zone when they were, like, at the 1-yard line with a minute left to go in the game. Like, just absolutely insane. So they were able to cover after all of that, which really they shouldn't have either of those games. Also, I found this stat that he had that was really interesting. They had 3.2 yards per play last week. Teams under 4 yards per play are 7-36 this season, and actually two of those are the Broncos. Wow. So, yeah. 50% of the money is on the Broncos money line, 62% on the Broncos spread. So I'm going to be with Ethan here with the Los Angeles Chargers, the -2.5. Those stats are just sticking out, screaming. Maybe there's a red flag here to watch out for.
Why, you don't remember that Browns Broncos game at all, do you?
Browns Broncos, I definitely did not spam Twitter about a tweet every 5 seconds either. Yeah, that was a different account.
That was the other worst bet.
Yeah, that's worst bets. 2 S's at the end. Yeah.
Guys, if you guys haven't already, please make sure you subscribe. Like we said, we donate $1 to St. Jude for everybody that does. Also, bettergreen.com. Check us out. We have articles coming out. Just came out with a top 5 Christmas movie rivalries article. If you haven't read it yet, it's hilarious. Just give it a quick read. You'll get a good laugh out of it. This upcoming week, week 17, it's Christmas. Christmas falls on a Wednesday. We have, like, Christmas Eve games. We have games on Tuesday, on Wednesday, I believe Thursday still. I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, you know, your Sunday games. That's just, like, too spread out. What we're going to do, also, so we can spend time with our families, just one live. We're going to cover the entire week 16 slate on Monday at 5:30, okay? 5:30 Central time. 5:30 Central. We'll see you guys then. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, bait you swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like